D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Before we get to Teron Davenport, Canada's already up 2-0. Connor McDavid, Nathan McKinnon, 2-0 Canada, first 5 minutes of that Four Nations face-off game. So looking more and more likely that we'll see a rematch later this week. But Canada ain't screwing around today.
Listen, this is what happens when it's like the big dog is sitting on a porch, and then all of us, he comes off the porch and he's just chilling, and all of a sudden he just get jumped by some other dog. He go back and he regroup, and then he come back on that porch. He like, listen, somebody come at me, it's on. And then you got somebody that want to try you, and they're like, yeah, it's on. And they tear you to pieces. That's what Canada is doing to Finland right now. They said, we ain't playing. We got wounded, you know, a couple of days ago. We healed. But now we about to really put it on anybody else that's standing in front of us. If they end up winning this game, which I think they will, it's going to be a hell of a game come Thursday.
It started with a really bad turnover by Roope Hintz, who's a really good player. But he threw what you call a free pizza, and he sent it right up the middle to none other than Connor McDavid. That is the worst idea you can have. Man. And McDavid made it 1-0. Then McKinnon got loose. Like you said, when you let those guys off the leash, you can't bring them back.
They're gone for a while.
He said, okay, I'm disregarding. Go ahead. Come back when you want to come back.
Let's bring in Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation's Titans reporter. Teron, we were just talking about your colleague Jordan Renan's story on ESPN.com about the New York Giants and his look at what it might take for the Giants to move up from number 3 to number 1, and I saw you retweeted his poll question with a mock trade proposal. The Giants would trade the number 3 pick, a third round pick this year, and a third round pick in 2026 to the Titans for the number 1 overall pick. And what we were just talking about here was, I think people need to maybe temper their expectations as to what exactly the Titans could get if they decide to move off of the number 1 pick. What do you think is a real, I mean, it depends on the team, obviously, how far they would go down, but what do you think is a realistic trade package that the Titans could get if they decide to trade down?
Yeah, I think if you move that pick the third round, which was 65, if you have that be 34 instead, I think you have a better chance. Or obviously, as a lot of Titans fans, man, you guys saw the retweet, man. You would have thought I said, Should Jesus walk outside with no clothes on the way that they were responding. But, you know, it's funny how much they overreact. But nevertheless, I think, you know, if you put a first-round pick with it, that probably would be another one that would make it more attractive. But I think pick 34 is more than sufficient, along with the third round the following year and obviously the number 3 overall.
By the way, Teron's tweet asking Titans fans if they like that trade proposal has 151 replies on Twitter.
People have opinions.
People certainly have opinions on it. Teron, we were also just referencing an article that you participated in, polling NFL executives and scouts about the big questions surrounding the NFL draft, such as should the Titans trade or keep the pick. But as you look through those results, not just that question, but the question about which quarterback is the best quarterback in the class, which prospect, regardless of position, is the best in the class, were there any responses in terms of the total votes that surprised you as you were doing this exercise?
Yeah, I did. I had some, just one. He told me that Shedeur Sanders will probably go in the second round, and I just kind of, I said, okay, that's probably the reason why the team you scout for is losing. You know what I mean? Because that opinion to me is way off base. But that was the only one that kind of had me kind of scratching my head. I think for the most part, really what it came down to in talking to the different scouts and personnel people at both the Senior Bowl as well as East-West Shrine Week was it came down to fit and how much this organization trusts Brian Callahan to be their coach now and in the future. And if that's what they look at him as, they said that Shedeur Sanders would be the better pick just because of fit and because of what he brings to the table.
Now, TD, do you, as far as fit, yes. But do you believe that, there may be other people out there that believe also, is that he's the more NFL-ready quarterback. Like, he's the safe pick that you can draft. Now, maybe he's not maybe he's not worthy of the number one pick, but he's still has shown enough to be a first-round pick. Now, where you draft him at in the first round after the first initial pick depends on what the team is looking for and how they value Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward.
Yeah, I think that's really – it comes down to – it's circumstantial. And you know just as well from you being in the right situation here in Nashville with the Titans, right? It's all about where you go and the opportunities that present themselves. And I just think the situation works perfectly for Shedeur Sanders. And I 100% feel that he's the better prospect for the Titans than Cam Ward. Now, here's the thing, folks. You can like two prospects. So please understand, I'm not saying – just because I feel Cam Ward is not the better quarterback for the Titans, that I don't feel Cam Ward is a good quarterback. I like both of these guys. But I think when you look at fit, it works best with Shedeur, the process and the accuracy, the decision-making. These are the three pillars of quarterbacking for Brian Callahan, and these happen to be the exact things that Shedeur Sanders is best at as far as his skill set is concerned. So that's how it works for me.
Now, TD, there's going to be, obviously, free agency comes before the draft. And we know guys that are going to be already that are going to be end up being free agents. But there are some guys that may end up being free agents because they're cut. More importantly, I look at the wide receiver position where you got Tyreek Hill. He's a little bit unhappy in Miami. Not to say that he would come here, because I think it would be taking a step back seeing where the Titans roster is right now. Now, if you want to project it two or three years from now, it may be a little bit different. But you got guys like Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel, more than likely will end up being a guy that San Francisco is looking to move from. And then, obviously, Devontae Adams. Would you, if you're the Titans, if one of these guys was made available, would you more than just kick the tires on them?
I think Devontae Adams is the guy that I would look at, and that's provided that I sign Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, you know they're a package deal. They're going to come together, and those guys work together well. It's another one I would look at if you somehow manage to get Derek Carr in here. That's another one, because we know what happened there, where he went to the Raiders initially, and he left the Packers. So that's the one. Deebo Samuel was interesting, but I just have a bad taste in my mouth in regards to him, because if you remember that game, I think it was week 15, where they were down and he ran a slant and it hit him in the bad spot, man, like right in the hands. And he dropped it. And I tell you, he would probably still be running had he caught that. And that was just one of the ones where it was like, you wonder if he was disinterested. And we talked about how receivers are, some of them can be, if you don't keep them tuned in and checked into the game by going to them and giving them opportunities. And I remember it was a game he didn't really get targets like that. So, to me, I don't know that he's someone I would bring in. I mean, look at it, D-Mace. If you're not happy in San Francisco in that situation, you're probably not going to be happy much other places in the league.
Teron Davenport is with us. So, Teron, let's take the two quarterbacks out of the mix for this discussion, and let's take out Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. Give me three other names that you think should be in the mix if the Titans end up trading down to 3 or 5 or 7, wherever it might be, where as a Titans fan I can sit there and say, okay, they're not taking a quarterback and they may not get Hunter or Carter. Give me the other guys that you might end up with, and who do you like in that mix, in that formula?
Man, you took all the bullets out of my gun, man. I don't have any to shoot if you're going to 3. But
okay,
if we go like to 6, 9.
Right. Who are the next three in your mind?
Yeah.
And guys ones that have your attention?
Ted McMillan, he has my attention. You watch the production. Look at the Colorado game. We talked about that with what he did to Travis Hunter. So you have Ted McMillan. Will Campbell is an interesting one. But you look at the LSU versus South Carolina game, and Kyle Kennard, a guy at the top of the second round, stood out to me. So, those are a couple other top prospects. There's not really, Mikael Williams, you got to look at him because of the traits that he brings, the DN or outside, the edge out of Georgia. So, that's probably the ones. Starks, the safety from Georgia is really interesting, but do you want to go a safety that high? I probably wouldn't, but he's a playmaker.
So what I'm hearing you say is you think there's a level down from if you want, obviously, if you like the quarterbacks are in this discussion. And then you think there's a level down from Carter and Travis Hunter to everybody else?
Oh, yeah, and the quarterbacks, too. I think there's definitely a level down. And this is something I had mentioned before when the Titans were kind of in the mix anywhere from 5 to 9. I was saying, you know, honestly, there's not really a difference from 5 to 9. So whatever happens, they'll kind of be in the same spot. Of course, things worked out, too, where they ended up being a top pick. But I think once you get out of those top four, there's a cluster. And this is another one of those years where it's not as top-heavy as far as the draft's concerned, but it's deep as far as players that you could get. And that's why I think day two, there's a premium that has to be placed on a day two picks.
Okay, so let's take J.C. Latham was 7th overall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Jets happen to pick 7th. Let's just say that the Titans move down to 7 with the Jets. What caliber of player is Latham? A better prospect than the level of player you're going to get at 7 this year? Because that's always a tough question for scouts, is comparing drafts year to year. Because the 7th pick, your board might say, hey, this is a deeper draft than last year or next year. So how would you compare the 7th pick value this year as opposed to last year when they got Latham?
Well, I think it all correlates to value and the prospect at value. I think you could get the number one receiver at 7. And so I think it does have a value that's equal to what last year was. And obviously the number one receiver, you're talking about a Tet McMillan. But frankly, I if I'm at 7, I wouldn't be opposed to trading down a little bit further, right? Mm-hmm. And I think you could get another good one in Luther Burden, who was just simply underused at Missouri this past year. But you go back to his tape 2 years ago, and you're talking about a guy that's a top 10 prospect.
We're going to go over some point this week the wide receiver availability around the league. And we were looking through year by year the off-season pickups of the Titans wide receivers. And it's a very mixed bag. Is there anybody that has caught your attention in terms of wide receivers that could be out there that are the right fit? Maybe not in a let's throw a lot of money at them like a Calvin Ridley, a premier target, but somebody that might be a fit.
Yeah, well, look, man, it's hard for me to fall out of love, man. I remain in love with Elijah Moore. If you remember when he was coming out, you know, he was one of my favorite prospects. He's there in Cleveland. He's going to be available. I mean, you're getting a guy that will give you that number three option. He'll be that guy in the slot. And then also he's someone else that you could use in the return game, and I think that's kind of a buy one, get one free situation. So he's someone I would look at for sure.
I love a BOGO situation. Love a buy one, get one. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, joining us on the program as he does every Monday. TD, great stuff, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, Willie, I'm disappointed in you, man. Spring training started, and you didn't have any Mets mention for me, man. I got my Mets gear on. You know, I got the Mets sweats, the Mets hoodie, Mets hat, the fitted, the orange and blue Bo Jackson, everything.
You should have texted me this morning to remind me. I would have gone with a lot of orange and blue if that was the case. It slipped. It slipped through the cracks. What can I say? My bad.
Yeah, you got to represent down here in Braves country, man. We're enemy territory.
That's right. Oh, big time. Big time.
Teron Davenport joining us on the program. 615-737-1025. We will react to some of the things Teron had to say. Coming up next, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.